This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, the Cats are in a very good spot right now to close this thing out and hopefully send Dave Hyde eventually to Edmonton. Thank you to Dave Hyde for joining us.
Stop wishing Edmonton on Dave.
I know. Well, it's either going to be, it looks like Dallas or Edmonton. It looks like where he may be hitting the road to. In the other series, by the way, Omar, Carolina leading 3-1 over the Capitals, so that looks like that one could be just about wrapped up as well. The Panthers will meet the Maple Leafs in Sunrise tomorrow night.
Yes,
sir. Close that thing out. For our basketball fans out there, interesting ones last night. The Celtics came from behind. The Knicks were up in this game, and the Celtics found a way to turn it on and beat the Knicks 127-102.
Without Tatum.
Tatum's done with the Achilles. By the way, talk about heartbreaking to see that. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
But the Knicks, in my humble opinion here, Omar, this morning, I think they're in a little bit of trouble because the Celtics are not a bunch of pushovers minus Tatum here. This is not like the Warriors situation where you lost Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler was kind of saddled with who played well last night? Brandon Podziemski and Jonathan Kuminga. Like, that's who Jimmy Butler was stuck with last night.
Probably and, better than the Heat.
Probably. But anyway, the Timberwolves won that game 121-110. The Timberwolves advance. They will play the winner of the series that could end tonight between Denver and Oklahoma City. The Thunder lead that one 3-2. Game six is tonight. They had a nice little earlier start there at 8:30. So we have a chance? No. Probably not a chance to make it to the finish line of that game. But that will be tonight. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Nikola Jokic both playing a very high level in that one. But I wonder if Knicks
Battle of the MVPs.
Did Knicks fans wake up a little worried this morning? Because if any team's going to do it, any team's going to choke this thing away.
Cocky Knicks fans,
it's the Knicks.
Wake up worried.
My God, man. Could you imagine they lose this series? We might not. Dan, you work with Vlad on the weekends. He's your co-host. You might not see Vlad for a month, bro. If the Knicks blow this thing, he may have to go into hiding, especially with no Tatum.
Yeah, it would be the most Knicks thing that you could do right there.
It really would be.
They're not going to blow the series.
All right.
There's no possible
they
way.
Better win this next game at the Garden. They better win game six. That thing goes back to Boston for game seven. I think they're in deep trouble.
I saw that they blamed the loss on the Kardashians. They showed up.
The Jenner Kardashians,
yeah,
down
the Jenner
there, whatever they are.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot they're the Jenners.
Yeah,
bad.
But they were at a couple of games they won too. Also,
oh really?
Okay. Yeah,
I read this article about how they distribute those courtside seats, and like you have to be like a certain level of like A-lister. So they gave Stephon Diggs was sitting down there. On
yeah,
the court.
With
his girlfriend.
They made
Cardi B.
They made like national news.
Did they people not know they were dating?
People knew they were dating, but we've never seen them together. And they even showed up to the Met Gala you know, together, but okay. showed up separately and posed separately on the carpet in their outfits, even though they matched.
Okay.
You know, it's all cutesy things.
So she's an A-lister, I guess, right?
Of course.
She's Cardi B. I'm 1,000% familiar with her work, but I do know of her. But yeah. So
you don't know WAP?
But they said... No, I actually don't.
You're not familiar with what a WAP is.
I can't play. I don't want to go down that road with you here this morning. It sounds bad. So they said like Stephon Diggs, like a B or C list. You know,
yeah, like Bad Bunny was on the wood. He had his feet on the
wood. He's very famous. Now, he sold out like 10 shows in a row at the Heat Arena down here, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, everything he does everywhere in the world sells out. So, yeah.
But so you have, all right, so you have the Panthers, you got the NBA, and you got the Dolphins. Their schedule has been released. The positive Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald.
Who in the world describes me as positive?
Apparently everyone, because you just said if Tua stays healthy, the Dolphins are going to win 10 to 11 games, and I think you gave us a guarantee. You gave us a Charles Barkley guarantee this morning,
if Tua plays 17 games, I don't even care who he's
on
the field
with. You're putting the good Omar Kelly name on this.
Yeah, no question. No question, no doubt. I've seen that's the difference. You people see Tua once a week, and it's like, yeah, it's good. Sometimes it's good.
You people, because we don't go to practice.
Yeah, you people. Okay. You people. Yeah.
I go to practice, bro. There's not much going on there, okay?
I want to see you out of practice. We got OTA practices, too.
I go during camp, and it's just not much to see.
I want you out there for some OTA practices. I'm going to make you go. And
by the way, what does it matter what he does during the week? On Sundays.
Trust me, I've watched.
Or on Thursdays or on Mondays, according to the schedule.
That's true, but I've watched years of bad quarterback play. The two is a good quarterback. He's not elite,
but he's not a good quarterback.
People will argue me.
You know I'm not a Tua guy. I know that.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's trash.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's good enough to get you
Super
Bowl.
He's not elite. Okay, Matt Ryan can get you to the Super Bowl, Tua can get you to the Super Bowl.
Okay, but let's live in reality right now and – I don't see. First of all, Matt Ryan was a pretty good quarterback. Okay?
So was Tua. But Matt Ryan, there's no difference between Matt Ryan and Tua. None. Zero.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. But nevertheless, is Tua going to get you past? This is who you'd have to beat to get to a Super Bowl, theoretically, right? You'd have to beat the Bills. You'd have to beat the Ravens. And you'd have to beat the Chiefs. That is the theoretical road. Maybe you sprinkle a Bengals in there, or someone else, or a Texans or something.
Steelers.
But that is the theoretical road.
I mean, the road. You're talking Super Bowl. The road Super Bowl. If we're gonna talk Super Bowl, let's be realistic.
Because
about
that's the only thing
you have
to
host.
Talk.
You have to host games, right? We agree with that.
That would be ideal.
Let me bring it to you back to 2023, and I know this is romanticizing a season that went left in the final weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm, like they all do.
But you do realize you beat Tennessee, you win the AFC East, and you host
the Monday night collapse.
Yes, that one. Yeah. That the one that you left before it fell apart.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
We're actually friends, you know.
I know.
It doesn't come off that way always.
You had won your money on the Zach Sealer anytime touchdown so you decided, all right.
So that game was a fun game. I was at that game. I took my son to that game, and we put a few bucks on Zach Sealer to score a touchdown. It was like plus a zillion, and it hit in like the first quarter, right? He scores on the fumble recovery.
And you're like playing with house money.
Oh, man, we were having fun. And I don't remember what play it was because the game was so long ago, my memory is kind of fried. But there was a play where the Dolphins got a first down or something, and it was like 2 minutes left in the game.
And you're like,
we're taking the Brightline home. Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here.
And there was a monumental collapse.
People. So I'm on the shuttle to go back to the Brightline, and I hear people behind us, and they're cursing. And again, I'm with my son, who was like six at the time, and I just hear people start cursing. I look around, like, what's going on? I take out my phone. I go, no way the Dolphins are going to lose this game. They lost the game.
Yep.
I didn't even see it.
Monumental loss. Probably franchise-changing loss, because
you win that game.
That's when it all starts to unravel. Then you got your face kicked in by Baltimore. in a game that, mind you, was being played for the number one seed in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And MVP. Winner take all. And obviously the winner was Lamar Jackson. Because you got your face kicked in. Now, mind you, you lost about five starters in that game or during that stretch. Andrew Van Ginkle, Jerome Baker, Andrew Van Ginkle, Jerome Baker, Javon Holland, Bradley Chubb. You were left with nothing, really, realistically. So the season went left on you. Mm-hmm. But you were there, right?
Didn't you still have a chance for the 2 seed against Buffalo last game of the
year? Yeah. Last game of the year, and then it fell apart in the fourth quarter on you again, as it always does.
As far as my son knows, we won the game. I didn't have the heart to tell him what was happening.
Yeah.
As far as he knows, they
so you
won,
just but you believe
happy.
In lying to children. Yes, I see this.
Not lying, sugarcoating.
Nah, that's not a sugarcoat. That's a lie. Now you're raising your son to be a Dolphins fan. Which
why
means
do I want to tell? Hey, oh, by the way, son,
don't lie about the heartbreak that he's going to have as a Dolphin fan.
Yeah,
don't lie to him.
Listen, you're going to have to get used to this. But the Dolphins melted down.
How did he take the Jimmy Butler divorce?
Not well, to be honest. And I didn't have the heart to explain it exactly what happened.
You should have. Kind of your job as a father.
Because he thinks Jimmy's the greatest. And
yes, because Jimmy is the greatest.
Say, well, they're trading. They go, oh, are they trading him for LeBron? Not exactly.
Yeah. Andrew Wiggins.
Some people thought Andrew Wiggins could be like a LeBron. Remember when he came?
Is that what you
told?
Is that what you told your son?
Said they're getting back some good players.
Stop lying to him. Stop lying to your children.
What are you going to tell him? Jimmy's a scumbag and he forced his way out and he quit on the team.
That's not true either. Tell him, Pat flat out told him, I'm not giving you the money that you want.
So Jimmy took his ball and went home.
Yes.
Because that's how things work.
And he acted up. And he got in trouble in school a lot. And he got suspended a couple times.
So, yeah, I do sugarcoat stuff when I lay it on him. Yeah. I don't want to ruin his world this early in life.
Jimmy threw tantrums Jimmy threw tantrums and eventually got his way. Yes, tell your son that, because this is how the real world works.
By the way, speaking of games I've been at, we were at the Buffalo game last year. And we got hooked up with some really nice seats. They were in that end zone.
The Thursday night one?
Yeah, they were in that end zone where the incident happened.
When do you not get hooked up with really nice seats? Please.
I don't go to a lot of games, but when I do.
You don't go. You heard it. That come out of his lips, Dan Day. He said that he doesn't go to a lot of games.
Omar is upset because Omar thought he had like the best seats in the world for a Heat game. He didn't even know I was
best
going.
Best seats of my life. I don't even know this guy
know
is
I,
going.
He didn't know I was going.
And he's sitting. We're like, I'm like row 7 from the wood. And this guy is in row 6 right in front of me. And he's like, it's just a regular old Saturday.
Wow. I appreciate when Paul gives me those nice seats.
But, you get the life. You live the life. Let's be real about it. You live the life.
You got to be nice to people here. You leave too quickly.
I am nice to people.
Joe. No one gives Joe tickets because he's not nice to anyone. He just leaves. I go. I say hello to everyone.
That's because you're Joe's babysitter. Everybody has to go through you to get to Joe, so they're trying to be nice to you.
But anyway,
you sit in a sales meeting one time. Good job.
I did. I'm a man of the people. Here.
You are a man of the people. Which is why this guy, and if somebody should get every good ticket to every good sporting event, it should be you.
No, there's a sales guy that they take care of who gets, you know who I'm talking about. He had a few drinks at the event the other night. Anyway.
As he should. It was an event that featured drinks.
I was at that Thursday night game. And
did you guys talk about Lawrence Taylor showing up?
Yeah, we did. Tua gets knocked out cold, obviously.
Okay.
Like right in front of us. And
at the Buffalo Thursday night. Okay. Right in front of you? Your
right
end zone?
Right in front of us.
Your end zone?
I have a photo. Like you could say it was right in front of us. Tua gets knocked out cold. And again, I don't have the heart to tell him what just happened. But, you know, Tua's doing the finger curl thing and the fans are all freaking out.
You did not have the finger curl in that one.
Yeah, you did. It looked bad, dude.
Stiff hands. No
stiff
finger
hands,
curls.
Fine. Stiff hands. Whatever you want to call it. It looked bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the heart to tell him. I said, hey, let's go get some ice cream. And I took him upstairs. We got ice cream. I said, Tua's going to be just fine. She's okay.
Did he ever check back later?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think your son's a very good sports fan.
I don't think he understands that Tua's concussion prone and that he's had concussion issues. I don't want him to know that at this stage in his life.
You're right. You believe in lying to children and keeping them delusional.
I do. And if I have to sugarcoat some of our sports truths down here, then I sugarcoat it. You better believe it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nice day out here, man. We had some nice weather last few.
I need it to start raining. I got to put some weed and feed down, bro.
Some what?
Weed and feed. When you have a home and you have a lawn, you gotta you know, get the weed and feed out so you can replenish your lawn.
Okay.
I got a big lawn. No.
Do you?
No sprinkles. No sprinklers.
No sprinklers.
Yeah.
So you go out with like a watering pail and.
No, I have a hose that I have to attach a sprinkler to.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right. Whatever. Anyway, the Dolphins, Omar, if they were to get to 11 wins, which you said that they could if Tua stays healthy, they are going off at +450. DraftKings, by the way, has like every possible outcome here for these teams. If you want to bet the Dolphins at +135, you're taking over 8.5 on the season. Under 8.5 is -160, which would mean that they think the Dolphins are most certainly going to go under that number. You think that Tua stays healthy?
Yeah. I mean,
the Dolphins will win 10 or 11 games. That's your big take this week.
10, yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure. 10.
I don't say pretty sure. You gave me 100%.
If I said if Tua gives you 17 games, he's going to win 10 games. Yeah.
305 says 10 or 11 wins. Haha, more like Tua and McNerd are both gone by the end of the
six and
11 season. Yeah, I don't like McNerd either.
It's McBuddy.
McNerd is mean. Omar is 100% correct. Tell your kids the truth, and they will tell you the truth growing up. My son already told me he doesn't want to watch the Dolphins because they always disappoint and suck at the end. Nice.
He's not telling a lie. He actually is not telling a lie.
I will tell you, though, man, and this was a real disappointing turn here for this Dolphins team. Remember for like a year, maybe more, they were like really exciting to watch. They were like a fully functional football team, and they were scoring a lot of points. They were winning games.
What, you talking about 2023?
Yeah, remember
okay.
that?
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
You would tune into the Dolphins on Sunday and it would be fun.
Bro, I used to do the pregame show, and this is when I knew that the tide was turning because mm-hmm. we'd sit here for 4 hours doing the pregame show, as you know how pregame shows work.
Yes, I do.
Channel 7's on that channel, ESPN's on this channel, and in an hour, for 4 hours, you'd have at least 20 minutes of Dolphins talk per hour. It was unreal, and I was like, man, the you know... This is what Steve Ross always dreams about. He wants to be the talk of the NFL.
In my world, I knew it was good when the Dolphins over-under would be set at like 52 for the game.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, they're going to cover this by themselves. We're good. We just take it. And then they'd go hang 50-something on you.
They were not hanging 50 on people.
They did on Denver.
Yeah, that's a, you know.
That was the peak.
They'll still be paying.
That was the peak.
They'll still be paying
the,
a price for that.
But now... Like towards the end of last season, though, man, like they couldn't score. I mean, that was their big issue. They could not score.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, yeah, especially when
reminded me of like, I don't know, how many years ago was it when the Dolphins would go halves without scoring?
Is Tyler Snoop Huntley in the NFL right now?
Oh my God, I don't know. You tell me. You
no, he is not.
Okay,
Skylar Thompson
he's gotta be on
is.
A roster somewhere. No,
nope.
Did he retire?
Nope.
Did he just not get picked up?
Just didn't get a job.
That was poorly
And that was
managed.
Your number two.
That was very poorly managed.
It was.
I will agree with you on that one. Let's see here. Let's get a few more of your texts. Did we get Okeechobee'd this morning here, Dan? People are jumping in here on the traffic. We sometimes get Okeechobee'd. Joe likes that.
No doubt.
With the five primetime games, Tua will get another concussion. One of them, Tua, always gets injured on primetime. Nice.
There's some truth to that. Do we care about the primetime? Like, why do I
care?
Care
when the games are?
I care when the games are because literally I'm.
They might wear those jerseys that everyone begs them to switch to permanently on the primetime games, but
who cares, bro?
People care, man.
I know people care about
why
jerseys.
Why do you say that? Who cares? People care. I care.
You care what they wear.
I care more about how they perform. I care as a fan that owns a Dolphin jersey that will not purchase a new one.
Do you have to match?
I do a matching jersey with my son, yeah.
No. I'm talking about what the team wear that day.
Oh, I was going to say, like, my matching jersey, I have a...
I know fans like that, though.
So we have two sets of jerseys. One I have a Fiedler and Ricky Williams.
Okay.
So when I would go, it's just my oldest, we'll do the Fiedler and he'll be Ricky.
Okay. And they'll ask you, who's Jay Fiedler, Daddy? And you'll say the last Jewish quarterback of America.
That's true.
That was Josh Rosen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he had a little stint here. We're not talking about him this morning because I was all on board with that and that didn't go well. I thought it was worth the gamble. You know,
I'm angry at everybody who was on board with that. That day of that trade, I begged the team, don't do it.
It didn't work out.
He was a horrible quarterback.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
But, you should have known. That's the indicator that you're not very good at evaluating.
So I have both of the boys have Waddle and Hill jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And I have a Tannehill jersey. I still go Tanny.
You rock a Tannehill.
I still roll Tanny.
Can you wear a Tannehill jersey to Hard Rock without shame?
Bro, I think there's a lot of former Dolphin player jerseys. You see it. Who are you buying? You're going to buy a Tyreek jersey
If I see a Chad Henne jersey, I'm laughing at you.
Chad Henne's got, I see a lot of that.
You do see a lot of Chad Henne?
I have, oh my gosh, I can't even remember the other. Who's some of the shady quarterbacks the Dolphins have had over the years? I have another jersey that I have at home. I can't even remember who the guy is.
Gus Frerotte? No.
They've had some really shady quarterbacks over the years. It'll come to me. But, like, are you telling me you're going to go out and buy a Tyreek jersey?
No.
Here today?
No.
You go over to Dick's and buy that? By the way, big sports news this morning. Dick's Sporting Goods bought Foot Locker for like $2 billion.
Guess,
so for those people,
they're out
still,
to get. They're, it was the tariffs that caused it. Foot Locker's like, yeah, we're out the game.
They're out the game. I don't know that they're going to cease to exist. I just know personally, I haven't been to a shopping mall in a long ass time.
You're a Google guy. I mean, you're an Amazon guy.
I tend to shop online.
But how do you shop for sneakers on Amazon?
Because I know what size I wear.
Okay. But some sizes run small.
I'm an online.
You could, yes, because you could return it.
But I just don't go to malls. Are they still like crowded with, you know, with people?
Not really.
Do malls, but
no. I have to go to mall because I have to go to Zara, and I have to.
Is that where you buy your women's clothes from?
Zara's packed though.
Yeah, Zara is packed. Always packed. Women's clothes.
They sell men's clothes there, huh?
Yes, they do.
Zara,
yes.
Okay.
If you would have different styles. If you would have bought something for your wedding, for your renewal of vows, then
I look very nice.
You
that
did
thing.
Not, and
that's as nice as I dressed up.
And the sneakers you wore, oh my gosh!
Well, those New Balance shoes are cool. Okay, New Balance is in style.
Ladies and gentlemen, he wore New Balance sneakers to his renewal of his vows.
New Balance is in style. Look at the athletes they
got,
They just landed Cooper Flagg.
And put a jacket on top of it. We're not talking about New Balance shoes. We're talking about they are new to you, but they were last remodeled in 1970s.
I mean, whatever. Zara is like a step up from H&M and Forever 21.
Yes, it is.
It's a little higher quality.
It's not super high, but that's like... Yeah. That's as high as I'll go.
That's what I like, though.
Yeah, and you know.
So what is it? It's just generic crap they make in a factory.
Yes.
Overproduced. Okay.
But everybody's
wearing. So you go out and you see the same person wearing the same. You see another person. The thing about
Zara is I wear the biggest size that they make because they only make like.
You wear the biggest size they make.
Absolutely.
You're not a big man.
I know, but I'm the biggest size they make.
What size is the biggest size they make?
Extra large and like.
They don't make a double X there.
No, sir.
That's frowned upon.
Yeah, no, you can't. Everything is for like tiny man.
So they don't want overweight people wearing
your
clothes.
No, they don't want you looking like a stylish.
Abercrombie used to do that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember, their clothes would be like really tight.
I've never
really
shopped at Abercrombie a day in my life.
I haven't. So I used to buy their stuff in college because like everyone did.
I didn't.
I went on their website the other day. They have cool stuff for kids now. The kids their stuff. So
yeah, Zara has a little kid section, but yeah, I'll let your wife handle all the kid shopping. And in fact, she should shop for you too, because I am offended for her about what you wore at your renewal.
I don't see myself going in a store called Zara. I just don't see it. It's not in my future, as you can see by my style here,
yeah,
or lack thereof.
They don't have Adam Sandler chic.
Listen, I dress like my hero, okay?
I know you do. And we're not pretending.
One day I'm going to meet him somewhere.
You should. You deserve to meet him.
I know. I really do. I get sad because, like, I think it's Victor. Victor goes to the Super Bowl every year, and he meets him, like, every year at the Super Bowl. And the one year I got to go to the Radio Row at the Super Bowl, he wasn't there. So
yeah,
that was, like, the one person I wanted to meet.
You deserve to meet your hero. You do.
Abercrombie rebranded. Yeah, they rebranded a few years back. Guys, it's very dope, high-quality stuff. They have, like...
They've always had high-quality stuff.
No, but they have, like, sports teams.
Uh-huh.
They have, like, Dolphins and Heat shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Like, oh, yeah. I'll show you during the break. They have all this, all these, like, they have F1 stuff.
So, you know why I go to a mall? This is honest to God truth. I go to a mall because...
I can't wait to hear this, by the way.
They have, like, little... I forget what we call it. In Pembroke Lakes Mall, there's like a kid. There's like a...
The pit.
No, there's like
a... little like in-ground thing. They used to have those at Dayland Mall. I used to play in those when I was a kid.
No. That's who.
There was like dug like a circle. It's like underground kind of. And you would just like roll around in there. Yeah.
No.
Now they have probably more advanced...
No. Right? One, the little play area is... Okay. Every mall should have a like play zone for a kid. Like that's just...
Does
like,
Dolphin Mall have that? I don't...
No, I don't think
Dolphin
so.
Dolphin Mall is like the only mall I've been to relatively
recently. That's kind of the best mall we have in South Florida.
Because they have like all those outlet stores.
Yeah,
I needed winter clothes. I was going
it's
to
good,
New York.
It's good shopping. Needed, you can go Nike and Adidas and outlets and get good sales. I'll go there for back to school stuff.
My favorite thing at the mall, and again, I haven't been in many, many years really, but to do this, I stopped the outlet stores, but I did not make it over to do this. I love that restaurant in the food court where they the hibachi, the teriyaki chicken.
Oh yeah, the food rounds. You go
man.
Oh, of course. You gotta do the food rounds.
That place specifically is just so good.
Oh,
I used to work at the mall in college. I worked at the mall at a hat store for a while.
I grew up in a mall.
Until it was robbed and they I didn't work there anymore.
They felt it was an inside job. What's going on
that's
here?
Another story for another day. No, I was not involved in it, but I was rattled by it. Needless to say,
somebody showed you a gun.
They robbed the hat store. I wasn't robbed at gunpoint.
Hold on, they robbed the hat store. How much money are you getting from a hat store?
If you must know, Dan, we have another break this hour, right? I'm like losing track of time. If you must know. It was a store similar to a Lids. It was called Hat Shack, and it was like we did embroidery and whatever. And they sold all those like New Era hats, and they're still expensive back in those days, right? They're probably like
and so they robbed you of hats.
Hats are expensive.
A few people walked into the store at once,
uh-huh.
And they had shelves that went all the way up to the ceiling. And so I would climb up the ladder. The guy was like, "Hey, I want that one all the way on the top."
Uh-huh.
I climbed up on the ladder, turned around, handed him the hat. He was still there. The rest of the group was not. And
everybody took a hat?
They took more than one. They cleaned out a few of the shelves and took essentially what they could carry. And
you were the only worker in the store?
I was the only one in the store. And the guy was like, "Why didn't you run after them?"
And do what?
And I said, "I quit." In my opinion, the best bang for your buck as far as live entertainment's going to go, man. There's not a lot of places you can go. Four for 44 deal. There are not a lot of places you can go for that kind of price anymore.
Yes.
I think like the movie theater included, right?
Yeah, you're right.
We were going to see that, speaking of all this Minecraft stuff that we've seen, these Minecraft schedule release videos, we were going to look at Minecraft tickets. They were like $18 a ticket.
Yep.
See a damn movie.
But you know what? Your kids, those summer passes for kids, and then summer days, you should also look into summer bowling too.
I love bowling.
I know.
You know how I feel about bowling. Everyone loves bowling. Come on, Omar.
I'm not a big fan of bowling, but I will bowl.
It's because it's a tough sport.
You got to
dedicate.
I got like a little wimpy wrists. So every time I bowl, it kind of aches.
You got to work on your strengthening your wrist then.
That's true.
All right. We're going to take a pause. We have our 9 o'clock hour coming up, but we're going to get into a lot of stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. We're going to hit on all the topics people are talking about here this morning. We got the Dolphins schedules out. Omar's here with us. He'll tell us about what stands out on the schedule. The Panthers just smashed the Maple Leafs last night.
Is the series over?
They stole their souls last night and crushed them. I think the series is going to wrap up in Sunrise tomorrow. We will, by the way, we'll cover the Panthers. We'll give you a game preview tomorrow as well on the show. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. The NBA playoffs starting to heat up just a little bit here. Knicks fans, are you worried? The Celtics forced a game six. It'll go back to the Garden. Should the Knicks lose game six, they will probably lose the series and pull one of the all-time choke jobs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.